What's your vision about the pathophysiology of why you see splenomegaly with myelofibrosis and why JAK inhibitors like ruxolitinib help?
This is a question that was asked immediately after first three patients on a study, when we saw two out of three had a great degree of a spleen reduction within a few months. Even my boss, who is skeptical by nature, came to my office when I told him what's happening, and he knew the patient from the beginning and couldn't believe it, that the 20-centimeter spleen that you can feel within 2 months go down to zero. And how can this be? Which cell is responsible for that spleen, and which cell is responsible for such a rapid reduction? Because our idea was that the spleen is reactive. There is extramedullary hematopoiesis, which is fancy name for a bone marrow outside the bone. There was some blood making in that spleen. And as you know, you take the spleen out, you find the bone marrow there. We call it ineffective erythropoiesis. We don't think it makes much blood in majority of the people. And suddenly you give the drug and the spleen goes down so fast and there is no tumor cell kill, there is no tumor lysis, there is no effect on the blood cell count related to the degree of a spleen reduction. It's independent activity on the spleen. And what cell is responsible? What are we doing? We don't really know. The one way would be to take samples from the spleen as it's shrinking, but nobody obviously can do that. And so we are still in the dark on a real effect on the spleen on its own. We just say it's anti-inflammatory and anti-proliferative effect of the JAK inhibitors that is combined together to do that because of inhibition of JAK-STAT pathway, which is important for inflammation and proliferation. But beyond that, I don't really have the answer. It's very strange.
Interesting.